You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Hello and welcome back to the Early Night Show Virtual Edition, or the Current Cabaret. My name's Joshua Turchin, and thanks so much for being with us today. Singer-songwriter Fallon is here, Emma Grace Berardelli from My Christmas is here, and Kaylin Peddle is here, so please stick around. Welcome to the Early Night Show. I'm really glad to hear that TikTok is sticking around for now. There was a lot of back and forth of whether it would be taken down, but it seems Walmart may buy part of it. So soon you'll be able to get your favorite TikTok influencer dolls on sale just in time for the holidays. Maybe you'll find Gucci at Walmart soon. They just launched a new pair of jeans with grass stains on them. That idea is hoping to make Gucci a lot of money. See, Mom? My pajamas with the holes in them and ice cream stains could be worth millions. Actually, some ideas really can be worth millions. Like the Tony Award-winning musical Natasha Pierre and the Great Comet of 1812, which was an adaptation of the best-selling book War and Peace. One of the stars was Josh Groban, who's also been really successful on both Broadway and as a recording artist. He's been a great role model to me over the years, even though we've only crossed paths a few times. I remember meeting him in the street when I was younger and getting bunny ears in a picture he took with me. Maybe we'll get to perform together. Until then, here's my take on a Josh Groban cover of Dust and Ashes from Natasha Pierre and the Great Comet of 1812.
Is this how I die? Ridiculed and laughed at, wearing clown shoes. Is this how I die? Furious and reckless, sick with booze. How did I live? Taste every wasted minute, every time I turned away from the things that might have healed me. How long have I been sleeping? Is this how I die? Frightened like a child, lazy and numb. Is this how I die? Pretending and preposterous and dumb. How did I live? Was I kind enough and good enough? Did I love enough? Did I ever look up and see the moon and the stars in the sky? Oh, why have I been sleeping? They say we are asleep until we fall in love. We are children of dust and ashes. But when we fall in love, we wake up and we are die here tonight. I die in my sleep. All of my life I've spent searching the words of poets and saints and prophets and kings, and now at the end all I know that I've learned is that all that I know is I don't.
Life and love, I don't.
my shaking. Oh God, was there something that I missed? Did I squander my divinity? Was happiness within me the whole time? Until we fall in love, and I'm so ready to wake up now. I wanna wake up. Don't let me die while I'm like this.
I love that song and hope that maybe, just maybe, one day soon when Broadway reopens, there can be a revival of Great Comet so it gets the run it deserves. I mean, accordion in a show? Yes! My first guest is an incredibly talented singer-songwriter based in New York City. I'm so happy to welcome back Fallon to the Early Night Show.
Hi, Fallon!
Hi, Josh, how are you?
I'm good, how are you?
I'm doing great. I wanted to say thank you again for having me back on the show. I'm really, really excited. I'm so grateful that you asked me to come back. I'm excited.
I'm so, so happy to have you back on the Early Night Show. How are you adjusting to being back in school?
So we actually, this is like our first full week of like full classes. And I'm not gonna lie, it's a little more challenging than I expected. Just because we have like four classes in a row for like an hour each straight and then homework. So it's definitely been an adjustment. Just I feel like it's even a little harder than last year. Also, for some reason, I decided to take three APs, so I'm taking them all for a semester. Yeah, but you know what? It's not bad. I'm getting the hang of it.
Will you be able to return to in-person school?
So you can pick like hybrid or full remote. For now, New York, they just said we're it at home until October 2nd is when we can start in person. But for LaGuardia, we're just coming in for our drama or like our arts majors. So when we start in person, I'm just gonna be coming in the morning on Wednesdays for drama. And then academics are all at home.
I know that this time has been really challenging for all of us. How have you remained positive during this all?
That's a good question. I think, you know, when there's a negative situation, you can kind of look at it two ways. You can, you know, kind of focus on the negative of it, or you can look on the positive side of things. And obviously COVID and just everything going on, it's you know, it's really easy to stay in the negative, but I think it's really important to know that this is not forever. You know, we're going to come out of it stronger. We just have to stick together. We have to love each other, show empathy, compassion. And also, you know, spending time with family, music has been a really big thing that has also helped me stay positive.
Speaking of music, I know that you've been staying busy with your incredible singing and songwriting. What are some positive things that have come out of this difficult time?
You know, I definitely have been spending much more time in this little studio, which I love. I could spend in here all day. I've been writing so many more songs, just an idea strikes and I come here and I sit, or I just randomly play the piano and sing. But another thing that has been such a positive thing, which is something I'm really passionate about, my friend Sophia started an online free performing arts camp for kids. It's called Crafters for Creativity. We just started our fall session, and this is something I've always been passionate about because, you know, the arts, I mean, Josh, you understand the importance of arts. You know how much it's just amazing. But sadly, not many kids have access to it. And, you know, when budget cuts happen in schools, sometimes the arts are the first to go. And it has been scientifically proven that the arts and music helps the development of a child's brain, or they also help raise standardized test scores. And also, it's just something really fun and a beautiful thing, and I think every child should have access to it. So I'm the co-vocal department head, so I also teach vocal there, and it's just been incredible to see all the kids happy and just bringing joy to them during this crazy time. I don't know, that has probably been one of the best things. I love teaching the kids. I love seeing them smile. And it's an amazing program. I'm just grateful to be a part of it and help teach all the kids.
Yes, and thank you for all that you've done for musical theater kids everywhere, for creating new opportunities and even just being yourself, because you're such an incredible songwriter and singer.
Thank you. Josh, you too, you're a literal prodigy. I describe you as a prodigy. You're incredible. I remember when we reached out about the song that I'm going to sing, Thinking of You, and I don't think you really knew the song. And within that day, we texted you in the morning or in the afternoon. At night, you already sent me the track. And I'm like, holy moly, like, you learned so quick. And it was basic. It was perfect. The track was perfect. And I was just sitting there. I'm like, this kid is so talented. And I hope you know that. And it's amazing what you're doing with the Early Night Show and everything you're doing. You've accomplished so much at such a young age. And I think that's just admirable and amazing.
Thank you so, so much. That means so much. Thank you.
Of course, I mean it. I'm very grateful to know you. You're an amazing person.
Well, I'm really grateful to know you because you're such a great singer and songwriter. Speaking of singing, what song would you like to sing for us today and why?
All right, so I mentioned it. It's called Thinking of You by Katy Perry. I picked it. I heard it when I was younger, but you know, it was just one. I never understood the meaning of it when I was younger because, you know, I didn't know much about love. I just knew whatever I saw in Disney movies, you know? And then hearing back, I heard it again in quarantine, and I cried. I sat and I cried listening to the song. Like, every time I listened to the song that day, for some reason, I just cried. And I don't know, it's a song that for some reason, it touched me, and I love melody, I love the lyrics, and I thought paired with your amazing piano playing skills and just the arrangement we could do, I thought that would be the perfect song, and I'm really excited that we got to do it.
Yeah, I'm so, so, so excited to hear you sing the song. Here we go!
Let's do it!
Compare the sins are easily done to how to taste of perfection. I guess.
Fallon, make sure to check out her Instagram to see more of her amazing songs. My next guest toured the country for two holiday seasons in a row in the Broadway National Tour of White Christmas. I'm so happy to welcome back Emma Grace Berardelli to the Early Night Show.
Hi, Emma!
Hey, Josh, how's it going?
I'm good, how are you?
I'm doing awesome.
I'm so happy to have you back on the Early Night Show.
I'm so happy to be here, thank you.
How have you adjusted to being back in school?
School is going pretty awesome, even though I'm not a morning person.
Neither am I. When I wake up in the morning, I'm exhausted. I'm like, I just slept.
Exactly. Five more minutes, please.
Are you in online or in person?
I go in person 5 days a week. We, of course, are socially distancing. We do this thing called the zombie. So we like, so we're all like apart from each other on both sides, which is really fun for me. But we get to go outside for our classes, so there's the grotto and the garden, and it's beautiful, so yeah.
I know that you're in the upcoming Kids of the Arts production of A Night at the Museum. Can you tell us a little about it and what the process was to, like, rehearse and record it virtually?
Sure. I love CODA. It's a lot of fun. I actually play Jennifer in Cast B. We did some Zoom meets and breakout rooms for dance, singing, blocking, and Laura Luke actually gave us virtual backgrounds, which I'm obsessed with. And I got to bling and bedazzle my costume. And the composer, Mark Bolan, came straight from the UK for the Zoom meet, which was, in all, really cool.
That's so cool. When and where can we watch it?
Well, you could go to CODA's website, www.codaproductions.com, and stream it from your own devices.
I know that you are very involved with a not-for-profit called Self-Esteem Rising. Can you tell us a little more about it?
Sure. I'm an ambassador for Self-Esteem Rising. Basically, us kids are just boosting each other up, raising our self-esteem, and showing our genuine confidence. So remember, confidence is a superpower.
How can our listeners and viewers get involved?
Well, if you want to learn more and search them up, you could check their websites, selfesteemrising.org and hansfamilyfoundation.org.
That's so great, and thank you for everything that you're doing for kids everywhere.
My pleasure. It's a lot of fun, and it's for a great cause.
What song would you like to sing for us today, and why?
I'm going to be singing Blue Hair from the Black Suits, because blue is my favorite color. They call me Blueberry, and I've always wanted to dye my hair blue, but my mom said no. So this is my closest way of doing that.
Well, I'm so excited to hear you sing the song. Here we go!
mind, boredom awesome, it's almost one. The internet's down and my homework's done. And I'm sick of brown and it looks like fun. So I'm gonna dye my hair blue. I'm independent, I'm totally rad. I'm gonna dye my hair, gonna make Chris mad. And I'll make a snotty face and I'll say, you're not my dad. No, I'm gonna do what I want to and I wanna dye my hair blue. It's gonna look like wonderful, super fantastic, cool and it's remarkable. Wonderful, super fantastic, cool and it's remarkable. Wonderful, super fantastic, cool and it's remarkable and blue. I bet John's gonna love it, I bet he'll say, man, I used to have blue hair back in the day. And I'll pretend I didn't know that and be all, no way. No, I didn't have a clue when I went and dyed my hair blue. You had nothing to do with why I dyed my hair blue. I am not one of those girls who does things for guys. Screw their compliments, I know they're all lies. I put blue in my hair, cause I want blue there. Don't care what they say back at school. But if John says he likes it, then it's like whatever. You know it's like cool. And if he does, I'll be wonderful, super fantastic, coolness, remarkable. Wonderful, super fantastic coolness. He makes me feel wonderful, super fantastic coolness, remarkable and blue. I'm not the brightest, I'm not the most colorful, I'm a really bad speller. I blend in, everyone always forgets my name. I hide my box of Barbies in a cabinet underneath my TV. I'm not the coolest, but pretty soon my hair will be.
So great, Emma. Make sure to check out Emma in A Night at the Museum that premieres this weekend. You can get tickets at codaproductions.com. My final guest has been performing all around New York City on stages and in TV since she was very young. I'm so happy to welcome Kaylin Peddle to the Early Night Show.
Hi, Kaylin.
Hi, Joshua.
Hi, I'm so happy to have you on the Early Night Show.
So happy to be here. Thank you.
How have you been impacted by this pandemic?
Well, like everyone else, school's been closed since March, so I've had to find different ways to connect with my friends and do the things that I like to do. And I haven't been able to work in New York since then, so yeah, so hopefully we can all get back to work soon.
Me too. I really miss, you know, theater and live performances, but thankfully we're finding new ways to thrive and really create new types of art as well.
Definitely.
How have you been staying connected to the arts during this extended intermission?
I've just been taking a lot of Zoom classes. I've been in some virtual productions. I was in Matilda in June, and then I was just in A Night at the Museum with Coda. And tickets for that go on sale next week if you want to check it out. And just some virtual cabarets to benefit various causes.
That's so cool. And I'm really loving all these new Zoom shows. They're so cool.
Yeah, me too.
Do you have any dream parts when Broadway does reopen?
I would love to play Scout in To Kill a Mockingbird because I've always loved that book and I saw the show in February on Broadway and it was amazing. So.
Oh, and what song would you like to sing for us today and why?
I'll be singing All Is Found from Frozen 2 because like everyone else, I love Frozen and I just think it's a beautiful song with a really cool story.
Well, I'm so, so excited to hear you sing the song.
Where the north wind meets the sea, there's a river
wonderful, Kaylin. If you want to perform and sing along with me, make sure to check out my TikTok, at Joshua Turchin, and look for some of my piano videos. Record a duet and use the hashtag SingWithJosh, and you may get featured on the Early Night Show. Also, if you're a student whose show was canceled, please send us a link to a video of you singing to earlynightshowcasting@gmail.com, and you may get a chance to go on the show. If you're enjoying these virtual cabarets, please consider making a donation to the Actors Fund's Emergency Relief Fund at www.actorsfund.org to support people working in the entertainment industry who have suddenly found themselves out of work. Any bit helps. You can also find The Early Night Show on the Broadway Podcast Network, wherever podcasts are found, and videos for our episodes online on theearlynightshow.com. Thanks again to my guests, Fallon, Emma Grace Berardelli, and Kaylin Peddle. Let's keep entertaining! Any artists who want to be virtual guests, send me a direct message on my Instagram, at Joshua Turchin, and let's keep making music to help the world. Stay healthy and wear a mask!
They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Supps has arrived on Broadway and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suppsmusical.com. If you love Broadway gossip, you are not going to want to miss any episode of this podcast, Singular Sensation, The Triumph of Broadway. Plenty of dramas unfold on stage, but the best dramas unfold backstage. And there were no bigger dramas than behind the scenes of Sunset Boulevard.
So you were being crucified over here, but not there.
No. No, because I was turning in a performance that would get standing ovations. Excuse me.
So check out my podcast, Singular Sensation, for all the juicy and gory details of Sunset Boulevard.